If Kanye was to do good music today with Noster and Zaps, he could very easily bring in $1 million on a Friday.
We are going to the Bitcoin Amsterdam conference.
And you could try to pretend like Bitcoin doesn't exist, but it does.
And Bitcoiners are saying El Zante is prime beachfront real estate.
You need to go into your city and you need to feed it. That's Zaps, that's comments, that's reposts. And most importantly, that's convincing your friends and family and everyone else that this is a better place to be.
You're listening to Flirting with Bitcoin, a weekly chat with my very interesting husband about Bitcoin and how the world and our family's life is better because of it.
It's season 4 and we've moved to Noster City.
So my Bitcoin lessons are done?
Your Bitcoin lessons are never done.
So what does new social media have to do with it?
Babe, Noster is more than social media. If Bitcoin is the new money, Noster is the new internet.
You really think so?
I do. I believe Noster will drive the next wave of Bitcoin adoption. So Noster City is where we need to be.
We?
Yeah, of course we're bringing Keon. You got your bags packed, buddy?
Yes.
Good job. Don't forget to pack your NPub.
Let's go. Hey, Ian.
Hey, Mandana.
So, in like true marriage realness, I had a really busy day and I did not put a lot of attention towards us until this moment. So I have nothing prepped for this episode. I'm hoping you brought something to talk about because the world is waning on me, babe, and I need some inspiration and hope, and I'm hoping you can bring it to me today.
Now that we've launched this idea of Noster City, I think we've officially have a title for our listeners.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Well, Fountain was very specific and I was trying to make Fountainheads happen.
You gave it the old college try.
I did. It didn't stick. But there is a term that if you're using Fountain now, you're also technically on Noster. So there's Nostriches.
Yes, I know you've been trying to push that. Others have
that's
as well.
That's a real thing. Mm-hmm. That's a real thing. I didn't make that up. That's well trodden. But I just think people of Noster City, that's enough. Like if you're listening to our podcast, and as I said before, we're Noster podcasters that talk about Bitcoin. If you listen to our podcast, you live in Noster City.
All right. So I say, people of Noster City, don't you think I'm right and Ian is wrong?
I mean, you could
just for example, you know, just testing it out.
I don't know. Like, I feel like something about Noster City, Nostriches is already a well-trodden thing, but it's going to center something around that. So I'm still working on it, mm-hmm. but that's whittled it down.
I guess that's giving me a little hope. I don't know. You know, I like nicknames.
Sure. I don't know. I was just thinking about that before we were recording. I was like, do we actually have a name? Because
when I say listener.
I don't like listeners. You know, we talked about like social media refugees mm-hmm. and that whole concept. So it's almost like, you know, legacy internet refugees.
My people.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with Nostriches. For now, you say whatever you want to say.
I thought I'm laughing before I say it. You know, the term brethren, I don't even know what it actually means, but like Notherland.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Yeah. It felt right in my heart, but then when I said it out loud, immediate no.
Yeah. Sometimes that's how things work. You got to say it out loud for your heart to tell you no thank you. To all of our Nostriches out there, welcome to season 4, episode 3. We are 2 episodes into the season already, and Noster City is a hit.
Is it?
The song is a hit.
Yes, Noster City, the song is instant hit.
It's an instant hit.
Yeah, like, it was.
It was kind of interesting because, and we'll get into a lot of the details of it later, but because of the Fountain integration that we talked about last episode, I was actually able to see a lot more of the discussion about the song. That's when I realized like, oh, there were people who were like, I don't even listen to rap and I like this song.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you know it's good.
Yeah.
Right. Like that's
a great beat.
Yeah. And then when I was setting up for the show tonight, I forgot that I had put the instrumental on one mm-hmm. of the pads and I hit it and it started playing. And I was like, man, this beat is hard.
It's good. And then
it's good.
Really fun that it's on our soundboard and we have the mic. Like it just makes it feel very legit, babe.
Well, these headphones also give the bass the mm-hmm. respect it deserves.
Season 4, guys, we got equipment. We have a sound. Remember my season 1 OGs, how I said I wanted a soundboard so I can make ridiculous sound effects. And Ian was like, that's never.
It still hasn't happened.
Anyways, babe, what time is it?
The current time is 861-602, and we are approximately 1,583 blocks since our last recording.
And if I gave you one U.S. dollar, how many acres could I get on sunny Bitcoin Island?
Today, you could get 1,729 acres, aka Satoshis, on sunny Bitcoin Island.
And what if I wanted a condo high-rise in Nasa City?
I don't have that data at the moment, but that is an interesting way of putting it. We'll have to figure something out to work Nasa City into that part of the show.
More homework for you, babe.
It's always homework. It's always evolving. Oh, yeah. But I wanted to say before the soundboard debacle of 2024 that the producer of that beat, his name is Believe, B-I-L-L-I-V. He's done a lot of music on Wavelake. So just go check out his profile on Wavelake. And he's got like a bunch of good stuff on there.
Yeah, I've listened to some of his beats. Yeah. This is lame, but a very cool vibe. Like yeah. that's the best way I can describe it. If you just want to feel like a cool person in a chill atmosphere, play his music.
Yeah. The thing about why I like Wavelake is it's almost bringing back the SoundCloud era. I only talked to Quex and then he went and got a beat from Believe. And he's the one who put together those two things to make Nostr City. People are starting to do the SoundCloud thing again. You used to have like the quote unquote SoundCloud rappers or whatever. Well, there are a lot of people making beats on SoundCloud too. And so I feel like people who were making beats on SoundCloud before, they weren't making any money. They were hoping to get discovered by someone who would make a popular song with their beat. But now with like the Wavelake format, it's the same thing. It's like take that same business model, but let the direct to producer zap function exist. The market will tell you what's a good beat. And then people will pick which beats to, you know, rap over or sing over or whatever they want to do.
Yeah. Wishing them all great success. I'm really curious to know, though, how much money can you actually make through this business model? How much of it can you generate online versus like still having to do concerts and things like that? It'll be really interesting to see how this all pans out. Obviously, these are pioneers of this new business model, but who knows? Maybe it becomes a situation where, you know, you don't have to really travel and you can just be an internet star.
I mean, that's one part of it. I think the other part that will benefit people like Believe or people formerly from the SoundCloud era that didn't get to benefit from Nostr and Zaps is the royalty aspect of it all. We use the Believe beat as the opening music for our show. I just put him in the splits. That's it. Like I could choose to do that. Maybe he might message me and say, I want more, right? But like fundamentally, if you use someone's stuff and you put them in the splits, like that's royalties for them forever. So he'll be getting a percentage of all the sats we make for the entire season that we use his music as the opening for our show. And with SoundCloud, that financial arrangement would have been a lot harder. Mm-hmm. There would have been contracts, right? Like talk to, what is it, the A&R, and I got to clear this beat or whatever and all this fun stuff just so that you could get paid for your music. Whereas now it's like, is it cool if I use this? Yeah, cool. All right, you'll get paid whenever I get paid. Cool. Mm-hmm. And if I don't get paid, you don't get paid. So no one listened, right? I think that is probably the biggest game changer. Kanye had this summer where he was releasing a new song every Friday.
Good Music Friday.
And he was giving it away for free. I'm willing to bet that every song that he released during that period of time is like a very well-known song today. And not all circles know all the songs, but they're all popular in the genre or the area that that song was like targeted at. If Kanye was to do Good Music today with Nostr and Zaps, he could very easily bring in $1 million on a Friday if the audience was there to do the zapping. We have to like grow the Nostr community to have that audience where everyone can just zap like 10 sats or 100 sats. But if you're Kanye and everyone gives you 100 sats, that's a lot of money. I think the problem right now is that there's just not a lot of people zapping. Like even Bitcoiners, as I've said on the previous episode, like they're only 1% of the population. Nostr is a subset of them. So what? That's 10% of 1%? I don't know what the numbers are. According to Primal, there's 1.7 million Nostr users. Mm-hmm. That's not a lot comparatively, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think everything you can get out of, I don't know, whatever product or service that you're trying to sell can happen on Nostr or these applications. Like you still need to do things outside in different economies and industries. But I'm just curious to see how much of it can like maybe solely benefit or rely on, you know, Noster and the value for value model. Ultimately, what we're talking about here is value for value.
The biggest variable in that today is literally, where do you live? What's your cost of living? Mm-hmm. Right. So if I bring in 1 million sats in DC and Quex brings in 1 million sats in Tanzania, that's two very different mm-hmm. amounts of money yeah. where you are. So I think that's going to be the biggest variable today. Like, where do you live? And that's why places like El Salvador become very desirable for Bitcoiners. You need to bring in less money to be successful. Americans in particular living in the most expensive country in the world, and then us living in one of the most expensive cities in the most expensive country in the world, the money that we need to bring in to make it all make sense is like comical compared to someone in El Salvador living in El Zante, which apparently El Zante is getting super expensive now, which is hilarious. I mean, it's not funny, but it's funny to think that like some yeah. random beach town is like some prime real estate in El Salvador. Yep.
Things only have value if we say they do. And Bitcoiners are saying El Zante is prime beachfront real estate. Not even beachfront, right?
No, Zante, I mean,
it's all beachfront.
It's not all beachfront. That's that'd be
saying.
Hard.
But there's
cliffs. You could be up. You can see the ocean.
You
can
have a view.
You can have a view of the ocean.
Can't walk out, but you can look.
But El Salvador is almost all beach. It's all coastline, I know,
it's
right?
Like, what are you fighting over?
So, but
the community,
like,
yeah,
it's also beautiful
that.
In the mountains, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't been there. We didn't go there, but Berlin in El Salvador is up in the mountains, and that place looks beautiful. Maybe everyone's fighting over the beach, and the new guy's got to go to the mountains. I don't know.
Get the power back, get the freedom back, get an amp up, and just start with that.
So Ian, we kind of have an announcement to make today, don't we?
Depends on what you want to announce.
We're not giving away the whole, what is it, chicken?
I still don't know what you're trying to say.
Ian and his immigrant wife.
There are no chickens to be given away, people. I don't know what Bogdan is talking about.
Okay. We are going to the Bitcoin Amsterdam conference.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
okay.
That's a pretty big announcement. We have other announcements coming, but that's a big one.
Yeah, we're going to Amsterdam. Pack your bags, October 8th, 9th, and 10th. And then when we come back from that, we're going to Derek Ross is holding an event in Pennsylvania. So we're going to that on the 12th.
Called Noster Valley
in Pennsylvania. It's next to Penn State, State College.
I don't know. You're driving, so I'm not going to.
I'm driving, and I'll put the link in the description. But it's called Noster Valley. You can look it up when you hear the episode.
But yeah, Flirting with Bitcoin is going on tour. We're first going to Amsterdam and then Pennsylvania. Yeah, does that make sense?
That's how you should tour. But it's cool because our producer is one of the organizers for the like Noster community in Amsterdam.
Or shout out to Ramon.
Yeah, and he's one of the organizers, or if not the organizer. Ramon, I'm sorry if I got that wrong.
Put some respect on his name.
I feel like he's the organizer because he's always...
He's always organizing things on top of it.
You know, as we've been talking about and alluding to on the show, we have been putting together this idea for a company. I literally just did the incorporation paperwork today. Like, it's really happening. We're really doing this. But we are going to the Netherlands to announce it at the event that Ramon is organizing. So that'll be the first time that I like kind of lay this idea out. We'll probably, you know, read the manifesto out loud or whatever and, you know, shake my hand at the sky or whatever.
Yes, it is that dramatic. We have a manifesto.
Yeah, and the manifesto is actually, I'll say it's Mondana's hand. It's my rant distilled down into something readable for the masses.
We wanted it to be very clear what we are going to create, and we want everyone to understand what the vision is and also and outline exactly the parameters that we want to have for this project and ourselves as we lead it. Apologies for being so abstract and vague, but I think you guys will appreciate seeing a full, complete, finished product from us and a fully formed idea.
Yeah, I mean, if you've been listening to us, you know the idea. You just don't know the like details, right? And so we keep being very vague. But the reason why is because over the past year, ideas just gone through so many iterations that it would be really hard for me to always declare what the idea was like every month. That's pretty much what's happened, right?
Yeah.
It's like every month it's like, I got it.
But wait, there's more.
But I do feel like we're at the point now where we got it. We have the business model. We have the core set of features. I have talked about these features with plenty of people in person, and they all seem to immediately get the idea. I don't feel like I'm explaining some crazy abstract idea like Bitcoin or Noster, because at the end of the day, the app is not a Bitcoin app or a Noster app. It's an application that uses Bitcoin and Noster to accomplish its tasks.
Wow, you're giving some of the stuff away.
Well, I mean, that's...
I mean, it's still very big. Yeah.
But that's an important part of what we're trying to do, is that we know that we have a podcast about Bitcoin. We know that we've kind of migrated over to Noster and we're trying to bring in the Noster aspect to it. But this app is targeted at the masses. It's not targeted at Bitcoiners or Nostruses. It's targeted at people who want a better social media experience, right? That's the basic idea. And we think that we can provide that. And we think that we could do that in a way that not only will people want to use it, but they will question why they are using the other apps. And if we can get that flywheel going, I think this is going to be a great idea. So you will hear more details and all of that fun jazz in about a month.
Okay, babe. So back to Noster City. The song did well last week.
Yeah, it did real well. It did so well, in fact, that one of the most popular Bitcoin podcasts, Rabbit Hole Recap, which is Marty Bent and Matt Odell, they did a cold open of their show where they just opened the show playing the song.
Do they do that with other songs usually? Oh.
No. That was, right. I think that might have been the first time they've done that. They might have done that with the Richmond from Richmond song. Mm-hmm. But they're not playing music on that show. Mm-hmm. And so they cold opened with Noster City. So all of their listeners heard Noster City.
Love it.
Live, because it's a live show.
Love it.
Yeah. So that was really big. But at the same time, I'm not complaining because I actually like the song. But Quex dropped another song like the same day as Noster City came out on our podcast, and it's actually doing better on Wavelength than Noster City. And I will say this for one reason and one reason only. It's a bouncier song.
It's a bouncier song.
It, like,
you can dance to it.
You can dance to it, but it's just more bouncy. It's more upbeat. Mm-hmm. It's more playful.
What's the message of the song?
This is the way.
What's the way?
So this is the way is like it's a term from The Mandalorian, mm-hmm, that people just started using on Noster and on Bitcoin Twitter as a response to someone when they do something Bitcoinish, right? It's like, oh, I'm only eating steaks this month.
Oh, yeah, I bought a cow. This is the way, right?
Yeah, okay. So it's got a lot of things going for it, yes, right? It's already a pre-understood.
Yes, I understand.
Right?
That.
Okay, mm-hmm. So, and on top of that, it's a bouncy song. Mm-hmm. So it shot to number one on Wavelength, mm-hmm, and then Noster City kind of slid up to number two. And I feel like more people keep finding This Is The Way, because you can even use it as a response now. Like I did it today. Mm-hmm. Someone did something on Noster and I just responded with the song. But the picture says This Is The Way.
All right. So what's the best line in the song?
The best line? Mm-hmm. I don't have a best line, but it's a good song. I'm not complaining. Do you want me to play it or do you want me to play some new music?
I'll go for new music because if it's number one, everyone's already heard it.
Yeah, I mean, everyone probably has heard it. Everyone's probably heard.
Music premieres on our show, Ian. We don't play already known songs.
Oh, that's going to be hard to top.
That's really hard to top, yeah.
We're only going to be able to do that like one more time, I think, when we debut a new song for the company. Okay, so at the Bitcoin conference in Nashville, they did this like value for value concert, right? And they streamed it, I think, on Zapstream. And I think they've kept doing it like every Monday night. They do a live show now, I think. Yeah, so one of the people that performed at that concert is this guy named Just Loud. And he just has this aura about him of like, I'm a rock star. Like he's got the aura of rock star down. And I think a lot of people that are, for lack of a better term, value for value artists, they don't have that aura down yet. They're still like, oh, hey, guys, here's my music. Do you like it? It's not bad. It's just that's how a lot of people come across. But he definitely has a vibe of like, yes, I'm going to be famous one day.
Oh.
Right? Or I'm already famous and you don't know it. Right. Mm. It's like a
you're welcome vibe.
Yeah. So the name of the song is Shrooms. And when I first heard this song, I think I played it on repeat for at least a week or two.
All right, let's hear it.
Your touch like a sinner, kill a kisser, such an animal. Late nights, let me be your redeemer. Bad behavior, bite the dust, come on, yeah. Taste sweet like honey. I was born to be wild. turn you into a believer. Tonight I feel it going down. Cause I knew a knockout, my demons can't be tamed. Roll the dice and thank me later. Meet Jamaica, it's got we all to blame. Taste sweet like honey. I was born to be wild. Turn you into a believer. Hail Mary, let it out. Cause I knew
yeah, that's a really good song. I see why you like it. I feel like it's the edgier energy version of the a bar song, Tipsy by Shaboozy. A song that's like, everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. So he has a couple other songs on Wave Lake, but I just looked at his profile again. And apparently he performed at Lollapalooza. In 2019.
Yeah, wow, that's really cool.
So like he's an artist
for a while. Yeah.
10 million streams on Spotify.
Definitely very like polished song.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Very well done.
So yeah, I like the song. While we were playing it, I reached out to him and said, hey, I'm playing your song on my podcast. Aww. You have a Fountain account so I can add you to the splits. And now that I realized that, he might say no. But we'll see. Who knows? If he says no, then we'll do something else.
We just won't play the song.
We just won't play the song. But it's a cool song. And, you know, the thing that I'm really stressing here about this, like, music, Noster, Bitcoin angle is what we're doing is fundamentally what these music labels do. They just take all the artist's money to perform this service. When in actuality, maybe some of them need the help, but if it was the artists make less money, but they keep more of it, the music industry might, you know, surface better acts.
Okay. I have so much to say about this because what the music industry does to music is so, it debases it.
Yes.
Yes. Because there are so many songs that become very popular that are just like not that good.
Yes.
And we are all subjected to it for no reason at all, but because these companies want it and they want to use it to then like commercialize that music and make it like digestible by the masses so that they can like have that music that has a positive feeling. It can be used in an advertisement on you. Like literally this is what they turn out. Do you guys remember that Chris Brown song that everyone danced to at weddings going down the aisle?
No.
It was like, it's like I waited my whole life for this one night.
Sure, sure. Okay.
And they're like, me, you. And so there are all these like flash mobs that were happening at weddings. Mm-hmm. They made that the Double Mint advertising song. Because the song says double your pleasure, double your fun. They wrote, like, they did it to eventually use it in an advertisement. That's how songs get made.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't argue that point at all. Right? Like that's literally what they're doing. Mm-hmm.
So just garbage music. Sometimes it's good. Like I actually really like that song by Chris Brown and I don't really like him anymore. But anyways, a lot of complicated feelings in the music industry. And these specific musicians and artists are like, one, their music is changed to benefit the label and the agents and all those people that need to use that music for something, right? And then it shuts out like actually good artists. And it also penalizes artists who are revolutionaries and are trying to push for change and revolution, which is like historically what musicians do. And so we don't even get like honest music that is reflecting our time, like the actual current events that we're going through.
That is a very accurate assessment of what the music industry does and has been doing for a while. It's why, let's use some current events. It's why Kendrick Lamar so viciously took down Drake.
Oh, have we talked about it yet on the pod?
I don't think we need to talk about the whole thing.
Guys, Ian is obsessed with this. Obsessed. Like Bitcoin.
I am obsessed with the fact that we just witnessed one of the most famous people in the world get beheaded. Career-wise, went from anybody would have wanted him on a song with them to he can't even get people to do music with him. And that happened in the course of 72 hours.
Can we do like a 3-minute side note where you break down what happened?
No, I'm not spending the energy.
There's like a lot
it.
Of people have already done that. People can look yeah, it up you can if, go if on they want to
you
know.
You can go on YouTube and find out everything that happened. But the point is that like Kendrick Lamar, his whole beef was that what you just described. You just described Drake.
Yeah.
Right? To the point.
I wasn't thinking about Drake as I was talking I know, to us at all.
Because it's like, yeah. It's a complaint that we've all had.
Yeah. But it happens all the time with everyone.
It's a complaint we've all had, but he just managed to convince everyone that you didn't have the complaint with him. Like people were still like, oh yeah, like it's Drake. I like Drake. But like, do you like Drake? Or is Drake just always on? Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that came out during all of this is that Drake's, the entity of Drake, controls a lot of radio stations in America. And so again, do you like Drake or is Drake just always on the radio? And eventually you're just like, oh yeah, I guess I like Drake. And oh yeah, I guess I like whatever Drake is talking about. And what is Drake talking about? Nothing. Drake is the epitome of that. And so rather than complain about the industry, what I feel like Kendrick Lamar did is that he chopped off the head of what they thought was going to be their cash cow. They thought they had cornered the market. Everybody wants Drake. We'll put all our energy and money and resources into this one guy and he'll make us billions. And Kendrick Lamar just chopped his head off. And now Kendrick Lamar is performing at the Super Bowl and he's going to perform the song that officially chopped his head off. How do you recover from that? It's very similar to what's going on with Bitcoin in that you can try to pretend like it didn't happen. You could try to pretend like Bitcoin doesn't exist, but it does. And everyone's paying attention. Everyone knows that that just happened. You can't convince the population that that didn't happen because there's a very popular song about it. I turned the radio on 3 times. Mm-hmm. And 2 of those times, Not Like Us was playing.
I know, it's always on.
It's always on.
Well, the radio likes it. So aren't they in charge, though? I don't understand.
It's not the radio this time. That's my point. This is what the people want. Mm-hmm. So you were saying the people are just getting this like watered down thing. It's like, they cannot override the will of the people on this one. Because if you put on a Drake song instead of Not Like Us, you're going to get a million people saying play Not Like Us as the retort to you playing a Drake song. So like you can't actually pretend like it didn't happen. And that's what they've been doing with like pretending like these artists don't exist, pretending like these artists that we all like don't exist. And this is all you got. You got Drake and Sexy Red. Those are your choices. It's like, what happened to Donald Glover? What happened to Gambino? Oh, he's over making movies and stopped making music. Why? Oh, because we suck and he doesn't want to work in our industry. So he went over there. Oh, okay, cool. Why did Outkast go away? Because we suck. Why do all the artists that we like go away? Because we suck.
Yeah.
Right? So like, that's why I think that Noster and Value for Value and Bitcoin, it hasn't broken their monopoly yet. But once we get to the point where Zaps are an actual metric that are reported on by like streams, mm-hmm. Well, then it's over for them because they can manipulate the streams, but they can manipulate the Zaps, but there'll be no money in it for them if they're just putting their own money into it to make it seem like they're okay. You put $1 billion in and you got $1 billion in your pocket and we're still not listening because we actually gave our money to other people. That's what's happening. And that's where, like I said, Just Loud, Quex, Ainsley, Joe Martin, all these guys and girls, all these artists, depending on where you live, you might not need to make as much money, but you can build up an audience where your audience can actually support you. And your audience can tell other people like us, a podcaster, hey, you guys should play so-and-so's song. And then we play and other people hear it and we're like, okay, whatever, no skin off our back. But you couldn't just call up a radio station and say, play some obscure artist that no one's ever heard of. They're going to laugh you off the show. Mm-hmm. So that's where we are with Noster. It's like word of mouth. And since I kind of am in the Noster world enough to know who is...
Ooh, fancy, Mr. Fancy Pants in the Noster world.
Like who's a popular artist? Mm-hmm. I don't know all the artists. But I know the popular ones. Mm-hmm. And the popular ones are objectively good. So I feel like...
They are. No, absolutely. Right.
And so I feel like
it's a quality product that's being generated out of this system. Absolutely.
Like Noster is like a decentralized music label right now. And everyone just kind of works together to promote the artists that they like. They're working for free almost. And they're giving you money while they do it. You don't need this whole apparatus behind you that's taking 90% of your money to convince everyone that you're famous. No, the people will pay you if you're good.
You know, I will offer up a perspective as someone who's lived in the city for a really long time. I grew like city adjacent. I grew up city adjacent. If you want to live in a cool city, you have to feed it. So you have to go and see people that are trying out their skills, whether it's open mic night to see what the comedians are up to or like local artists, like if there's a festival, just go to it and see like who's out there, because like that is what makes your city cool. If it's a place for cool people to create cool things and make it a place where people want to come and see cool things, you know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, if you live in the city, part of your job as a citizen of that city is to go and like be an audience for things, for art. And when people have ideas on how to improve your city, give them feedback and support them as they try to build ideas to improve your city. You know what I'm saying? And so this all goes back to what it means to be in Noster City. I think music is such a big, important part of our lives. And I'm guilty of this. I'm still in like the fiat world and I listen to the music that I listen to. I don't really go out there and explore new music, let alone like a new app like Wavelink. And I've been having problems like logging into my Wavelink. So I need you to get me to figure that out.
We'll gladly fix that for you.
Thank you, babe. And I'm going to try to like find my faves because I'm in, babe. I'm in.
That's great. I just want to really echo something that Mandana said. She didn't say it exactly the way that I wanted her to say it, but this is what it means to be a citizen of Noster City. You have to go in and you have to support all the different people. Now, I don't think we have comedy yet, but we definitely got music.
Hey, I'm the comedy. No, I think our show's a little funny.
It is. Come but it's on. Not. It's not stand-up
tell
comedy.
Me,
it's
tell
not
me,
improv.
Listener, Nostrich, whatever we'll call you. Tell me you didn't once chuckle, at least once, listening to us today.
I'm not arguing that people didn't chuckle.
I chuckled at myself.
I'm saying, as a person who did stand-up comedy for 10 years, that doesn't exist on Noster.
As a person who's done sit-down comedy for four seasons of a podcast, this is how it's how it happens, babe.
Sure.
This is the future.
Yes. Yes. but I think that the key point there that you said, which is you have a responsibility. You have to feed your city. That is part of citizenship. Mm-hmm. Is if you're a citizen of Noster City, you have to feed the city. I'm not saying go out there and zap everyone 1,000 sats or whatever, but you should be zapping people at least 1 sat. Mm-hmm. Just like the Bitcoin network is slowly gaining this reserve of energy, of this human capital that people have done, and they're storing it in Bitcoin. Another place that you can store that is in Noster. As the zaps circulate and flow around, that's a line that Quick said. I don't know if that's in Noster City or... This is the way, I forget. But as the zaps circulate, if they don't leave the system, then the system becomes more valuable. Mm-hmm. So like we put this podcast into the system and that brings in zaps. Quex and Just Loud, they're putting music into the system and that should bring more zaps, right? But if no one brings in new zaps, then the city will die. And so we need to be figuring out ways to bring more reasons for people to zap. People need to zap, but not need to, but people should be encouraged to zap. Maybe everything on Noster sucks and that's why no one's zapping. Maybe. I don't know. People are saying, I'm not saying. I was doing the Trump over here with the hands and everything. But the point is that what you said about feeding your city, that is so true. And so hopefully, as we not debut, but as we play different music on the show, you guys will be more encouraged to seek out the other parts of Noster. We're audio, so it's kind of hard to do visual stuff, but there's some photographers on Noster, right? I try to zap them. I try to zap things that I like, full stop. You know, I think on the first episode of the season, you were talking about like lurkers or whatever. I don't want to push lurkers. You guys do what you want to do. No harm, no foul. But for the people who are like, how can I help Noster? How can I build Noster? You need to go into your city and you need to feed it. That's zaps, that's comments, that's reposts. And most importantly, that's convincing your friends and family and everyone else that this is a better place to be than the apps of the chaos cartel.
Satoshi, for your thoughts, Ian. Do you think it's possible for me to be even cooler of a wife than I already am?
I don't like the phrasing of this question. It's kind of like, what did Colbert do that one time? George Bush, great president or greatest president?
I mean, okay. First of all, we're going to the Bitcoin Amsterdam conference, which is, I think, just like amazing. Would you have thought years ago we would be going to that conference, pitching our new idea, starting a company?
I feel like that was inevitable when we started this podcast.
Yeah.
Before the podcast? No, because I didn't want to do the podcast.
You didn't, yeah.
But as we've been talking about Bitcoin and now Noster for 3.5 years, I feel like it's inevitable that we are on this path. I think it's cool for the first Bitcoin conference that we go to be in the Netherlands, right? Like, that's cool.
It's very cool.
That's really cool.
I'm so excited. I've never been.
Nashville's Nashville, but Netherlands?
Yeah, we've been in Nashville.
I mean, not that we've been to Nashville, but like, if I can drive there.
We did drive there.
I know. If I can drive there, it's not as cool as if I got to get on a plane and go. And if I need a passport, that's even cooler. They don't let everybody in without a passport. Most Americans can't go to the Netherlands.
That's true. But fun fact, listeners, Nostriches, 3 months into knowing each other, Ian and I went on a 10-day trip together. And our first stop was Nashville. Actually, our first stop was his parents' house. And he didn't really tell me until we got there.
And she'll never stop talking about it.
Look, I just wasn't prepared, but yeah, we spent our first city on that trip was Nashville and we had such a great time. So no hate to Nashville, but
yeah, I'm not hating on Nashville. It's just, if I don't need a passport and I can drive there, it's a different vibe than if I got to get on a plane and be subjugated to TSA. It better be cool. And Amsterdam is one of those places, right? I think it's cool that you want to go. I think it's cool that it's a Bitcoin Noster thing and you're still like, yeah, let's go. Like, that's cool.
Oh, you want to know something else? I haven't even told you. No, everyone gets to learn this together. My sister's coming too. My sister, I told her we were going to the conference and she was like, I want to go to Amsterdam too. So she's just
going to... Is she coming to the conference or just going to Amsterdam?
I don't know if she's decided yet, but she's coming like longer than we're going to be there. She's going to stay somewhere else. And
okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Is she on the flight with us?
I know. I don't think so. She just wants to come when we're there.
I hope Mitra doesn't miss her flight.
Okay. So if you're going to be at the Bitcoin Amsterdam conference and you want to meet my sister, because I'll get her to come to one of the days, you can find us. We'll probably be at a booth.
Yeah, we're going to be at the Noster booth at the Bitcoin conference.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's an event that happens the day before the conference, which is a Noster specific event mm-hmm. that Ramon's putting on. We're going to be there talking and all that fun stuff. And it's a ticketed event. I'll put the link in the description of the show or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the Bitcoin conference, you need a ticket to go to the conference to get inside. So there's that.
Yeah. But we'll be there. So come meet us if you're going.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. I got to work on new swag. Do I need new podcast swag or do I need swag for the company?
I don't know.
I think I need swag for the company. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
We're having an identity crisis.
Well, it's so to show how serious we are about this, we've actually hired people to do branding and website and stuff for us. So there's going to be real stuff that exists. And so now I'm thinking can I just get them to make some podcast swag too? Doesn't specify what to make. It's just, hey, I need something cool looking. So do both. Make me some podcast swag and some
company swag. I need a hat for the company. I need a shirt for the pod.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that.
I want some individual branding just for the Mondana brand because I'm a sit-down comedian.
Sit-down comedy. Hashtag sit-down comedy.
Make it viral.
But anyway, Amsterdam's going to be fun. You know, I was telling my buddy that we were going and he was like, oh, you got to do all this stuff. And I'm like, we're not going to Amsterdam. We're going to a Bitcoin conference.
Strictly business. Bitcoin.
We're going to a Bitcoin conference. It just happens to be in Amsterdam. No, it's like, he was like, oh, because, you know, he likes doing all the historical stuff. So he was like, oh, you got to go do this and go do that. And I was like, maybe the next time I go. But we're kind of going in and coming back out really fast. But no, it's going to be fun. And it's technically our first conference. It's our first.
It is, yeah.
Bitcoin. We're the Flirting with Bitcoin podcast / we have a company that's doing this other thing. It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be a first for you and me.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're doing it together, baby. I love you. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do this with anyone else.
Good, because you're not doing it with anyone else.
Get the power back. Get the freedom back. Get an M pub. And just start with that.